The Traveler's Journal, January 4th. Relaxing in Iceland's Blue Lagoon. Years ago, Iceland opened a plant to turn its geothermal energy into electricity. Water, superheated by lava under this North Atlantic island nation, turns turbines to produce pure power. The wastewater spills into a huge man-made lagoon that steams constantly with its natural heat. No one can name the first bather to dip a toe in what locals named the Blue Lagoon, but its warm waters quickly became a popular dive for college kids from nearby Reykjavik. Then people noticed that soaking in the Blue Lagoon cured their skin problems. Although it's been documented, experts still aren't sure why. The hot water harbors a microgrowth that gives the lagoon its startling aquamarine cast. As salty as the sea, its waters also interact with lava rock to create a unique mineral broth. Ever practical Icelanders knew a good thing. Primitive changing rooms popped up to accommodate visitors. Then a clinic for the treatment of psoriasis, which now attracts patients from around the world. It was only the beginning. Last year, the Blue Lagoon attracted over 150,000 visitors. They're opening a new changing facility for 700 bathers and a 500-seat restaurant. An indoor section will let bathers take the plunge without first freezing. A spa, conference center, and hotel are being built. When healing waters were found elsewhere, people beat a path to the bath, even conferring sainthood on its discoverer. In Iceland, they turn their miracles into a full-fledged tourist attraction. You'll find plenty of travel intelligence when you visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.